Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar Podcast, hosted by Max.
So today we're going to speak to Grégoire of Marancheville. Hello Grégoire, how's it going?
Hello Max, I'm very fine and it's a great pleasure for me to present Marancheville and our two products.
Great, so perhaps you tell us about yourself, what do you do?
Okay, so I'm Grégoire. My main job is distillation, but I also the master blender of Marancheville, which is a mark we created more than 6 years ago with a friend, Laurent, and this very small brand. We produce high quality products from Grand Champagne. We bottle ourselves, we age ourselves, we blend ourselves, and we do, everything.
So you also have a vineyard?
Yes, we do have a vineyard. Even if we are a young brand, we have a very old stock because, of course, our parents and grandparents before keep a large stock, and we have many different cognac we can to do our blends and different cellar, different atmosphere. We have some cellar which are very humid along the Charente River, and also dry cellar. So we can blend with many different kind of cognacs.
So, and your distillery and your vineyard are in Jarnac?
Yes. We have 30 hectares in Marancheville, located in Grand Champagne. And Laurent is in Second Zac, and he has about 100 hectares.
Yeah, that's a lot. Okay, great. Would you say that your main focus in the past was distilling? Or was it really the whole process? Because when I visited you, I thought you told me that the main business used to be distilling, and now you moved into this new brand of Marancheville.
Yes, that's it. Our main job is distilling, but we also have a great old stock, and we diversify our job on this part. But today it is still very small part of our business, okay, and we are okay with that. We want to stay very small. It is for us. It's important to keep this balance between distillation and Marancheville.
Can you disclose before we get to the Marancheville product who you provide cognac with, or would you rather keep it a secret?
We used to provide cognac since very long time to Courvoisier, which is very close from our distillery, and we have a historic partnership with them.
Perhaps another question is, when you say very small, are we talking 5% or 2% of your business is Marancheville? Is this realistic?
Mm-hmm. It's even less than 1%.
Okay. Wow. So it's really a hard project.
Yes, and but we know that to develop a brand is very long-term process, and we do not do a lot of investment on communication, advertising. So that is why it is quite long to develop. We are first focused on the product, and we look for people talking about us and so on. You know, it is in French we say bouche à oreille, development,
mouth to mouth communication. You do not actively invest in advertising or so on, but you invest into the product and into the quality, and then you just hope that your customers will appreciate and tell others, right?
Yes, that's it. And that's why for us, Marancheville is a pleasure to do it. And we have this in mind. And it must, everything we do with Marancheville must be pleasure. Okay. If it is not pleasure for us, we don't do it.
That's great. I suggest we now talk about cognac. So what do we taste today?
Today we propose you our XO Grand Champagne. It is let's say the maybe the blend we are the most proud, and it represents perfectly what Marangeville is. Okay, it is for us. It is very well balanced cognac between the nose, the palate. Everything is right with this cognac. Okay. It's very old. It is more than 30 years old. We also have the oldest cognac inside is 50 years old. So that's why it is very long, aromatic, and very complex cognac.
Yes, absolutely. So I understand that your goal was to, with the Marangeville XO, you were interested in creating a cognac that is really super balanced, right? Because that's what I would say. Both the VSOP, the 10 years, but also this one, especially the Marangeville XO, I think it's very smooth. It's still complex, right?
Yes. And for us to appreciate it, you need time. It means that the first noise is very interesting, but the most interesting is when you have time to appreciate it. You can keep it in the glass during 15 to half an hour, and then the all the aromas will be more open after time. And I think to appreciate it, you need time. If you just have 5 minutes, maybe it is not the best cognac to drink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Let's jump into the tasting. So, what do you get on the nose, and then what do you taste? Can you tell us?
On the nose, I take my glass in same time of you. I would say it is very spicy notes and kind of orange peel, and which is very representative to a old Grand Champagne.
Mm-hmm. And it makes sense. And on the palate and the taste.
On the palates, I would say the first thing, it is in French we tell the papille, all the sensor in the mouth are in actions, and the balance between kind of woods like cedar woods, and it is very very long, and at the end you will find like kind of bitterness, but good bitterness, I would say, and then you will have a kind of rancio. Rancio, it is for us, it is the what we look for, but it is very complicated.
Can you try to explain what rancio is for our listeners?
Rancio, yes, I would say it is a taste of old things, but good things, you know, like little bit like Christmas pudding, you know, in confits fruits, and very complicated to find the right words for that, but I hope you understand what I want to say.
No, it is very complicated to explain rancio. I mean, some people also compare it to like earthy notes, what you can get if you put your hand into the soil, like champignon.
Yes,
a little bit like this. And then the finish.
The finish is very long, and that everybody can appreciate, that even somebody who are not a specialist in taste cognac. But with Marangeville XO, it is very very long, and then at the end you have the a light bitterness on the finish. It is, for me, it is at the end you want to drink another one, you know?
Yeah, I do agree with that. It is 40% alcohol ABV, so that is a reason that it's not too sharp, right? It's old Grand Champagne, but is it also a distillation technique, or why is it that mellow?
Distillation technique, I don't know, you know, because it is very old Grand Champagne, so we don't know exactly how it was done in the past, but I would say that this smooth come from time. You know, it's very old stocks, and we wait a long time for the wedding when we did this blend. So I think that the smoothness come from that.
Can you explain for our listeners what you mean by wedding?
Wedding is when you do the blend, when we selected, by example, 20 or 30 different samples. We mix them together, but then we have to wait a long time to be sure that all the different batch get wedding. You know, it is, everything is balanced inside. If you blend and you, this wedding is today is more than 6 years old. You know, the first blend we did, it was a quite big quantity, and we are still on the same batch. And every year we keep a great volume, and we add a small volume inside, you know, like in a little bit a Solera process, you know.
So how many different barrels or different cognacs, we should say, did go into Marancheville XO?
Oh, in this XO, we selected range 30 different barrels.
Wow. Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Okay, you really, you really blended it like a perfume. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Thank you, Grégoire, for this explanation and for this tasting. Yeah, I hope to, first of all, of course, we will speak for the second bottle. But until then, I would say have a good day and merci.
Thank you, Max, and enjoy Marancheville XO.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast. Click See More to read about the bottle. If you like this cognac or you want to remember the taste of it, just click Review. Make sure you're logged into your Cognac Expert account to keep all your reviews in one place. Tomorrow is another day, another cognac. Au revoir!